That must be it, Amelia said. The grassy path that she and Sam were following disappeared into a tangle of bushes ahead, and she quickened her pace. Gran said the wilderness is full of animals. I can't wait to see it. Suddenly, Sam's Westie puppy, Mac, let out an excited yip and strained at his leash. A fluffy white kitten sat washing its paws in the shadow of a bramble bush. Leave it, Sam told Mac. Amelia smiled as Mac planted his bottom and waited, looking up at Sam expectantly. His training is really coming along, she thought proudly. The kitten didn't seem to notice Mac at all. Amelia kneeled and held her hand towards it. Hello, you, she said. The little cat looked up at her with wide blue eyes. Oh, you are so cute, Amelia said. The kitten stretched up on its back legs and butted its head into her fingers. Then it let out a loud meow. Mac whimpered. It's just a kitten, Mac, Sam said, grinning. You can't be scared. But Mac scrambled behind Sam, eyeing the kitten warily. Amelia scratched the kitten behind the ears, and it started to purr, almost as loudly as when Amelia's dad snored. She couldn't help giggling. Sam led his puppy towards the thicket, giving the kitten a wide berth. Let's explore, he said. Amelia felt a pang as she left the kitten behind, but when she glanced back, she saw it happily batting at a fly, its saucer-like blue eyes darting in all directions. She followed Sam, pushing through twisted branches. Soon they broke out into an area of open, sunlit scrubland. A few tall, knobbly oaks emerged from the undergrowth, but most of the trees were saplings. Wildflowers and long grass smothered the ground, and insects and feathery seeds filled the air, making everything look hazy and golden. Sam unclipped the lead from Mac's collar. Off you go! The puppy tore away, hurtling through the long grass with his ears back and his tail stuck out behind him. This place is amazing, Amelia said, taking it all in. Then she frowned. Or it would be if there wasn't so much rubbish. She could see at least half a dozen drinks cans on the ground, along with crisp packets, plastic bottles, and even a dirty old sock. A buzz coming from near Amelia's feet made her look down, just in time to see a bee zip out from a small hole in the sun-baked earth.